A human rights lawyer says children are going missing every week in Fiji and demands the government take notice of what's happening under their nose. There's been widespread criticism over the lack of funding towards addressing human trafficking, with only 10,000 Fijian dollars set by the previous government. The call comes fresh off the heels of a US Department of State report on human rights practices globally, highlighting Fiji's issue of child sex tourism. Alicia Foon has the details.
Fiji has long been a harbour for trafficking drugs. But human rights lawyer Susan Serukai says trafficking people is also happening under the radar.
Drugs and human trafficking go hand in hand. It's one of the biggest running businesses in the whole world, drugs and human trafficking.
Since 2021, only $10,000 annually was allocated to fund a human trafficking unit, made up of two officers who work alongside Fiji Immigration. Serukai says the allocated funding is nowhere near enough.
I feel that this $10,000 allocation is definitely not enough to push the initiative that we need for tackling human trafficking in our country.
She says children in Fiji are going missing on a weekly basis. A report released by the US government this week reinforces the issue by highlighting dozens of cases where traffickers exploit high school-aged children, as well as homeless and unemployed youth in sex trafficking.
There needs to be a widespread of advocation on forced labour, forced migration, harbouring, human smuggling, and I feel like we still fall short of that. There is a huge gap in the system, and that needs to be sorted. There needs to be training programs, curricula with police officers, public prosecutors, the judiciary.
In a statement, Fiji's Director of Public Prosecutions, Christopher Pride, says domestic trafficking was the most predominant type of trafficking in Fiji. Between 2023 to 2024, he says there's been three successful prosecutions, including one case where a Nasori couple were convicted and sentenced for trafficking their daughter for sex to a European male. Another international trafficking case involved a Fijian local who trafficked six Bangladeshi nationals into Fiji on the pretext of a better life in Australia. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Finance Biman Prasad admits the issue has been neglected and blamed the previous government. He agreed to providing more funding in the next budget come July.
Of course, you know, we will be providing adequate funding, and which means more than what was there. We will make sure that there are adequate resources, and we'll be working with our international partners, including New Zealand, Australia.
Serukai says there needs to be a national campaign to raise awareness to educate Fijians on the issue.
It is happening in our country, but the thing is that everyone's overlooked it. Everyone needs to step back. The lack of advocating on how to identify a red flag that, okay, someone's been trafficked into for labour, for sex.
The Women's Crisis Centre in Fiji were referenced in the latest US government report on human trafficking, but its director, Shamima Ali, declined to be interviewed, saying domestic violence was a more pressing issue for the women's group. Serukai says this response is an example of how most NGOs are swamped and are having to pick their battles. She says the Fiji government must take action and stay true to their word.